It's very helpful to know that meditation isn't just something we do sitting cross-legged in a very formal way. It's something that we can be doing anytime, all the time. One way of understanding meditation is that we develop a happy, positive mind and allow ourselves to enjoy it. An example of a positive mind, a happy mind, is gratitude. When we become aware of the kindness of others and appreciate it, our heart naturally warms to them. And in general, we feel more comfortable in ourselves. It's a positive way of being. In my teacher, Venerable Geshe Kelsang Gyatso Rinpoche's book, The New 8 Steps to Happiness, he says, wherever we look, we find only the kindness of others. We are all interconnected in a web of kindness from which it is impossible to separate ourselves. Everything we have and everything we enjoy, including our very life, is due to the kindness of others. In fact, every happiness there is in the world arises as a result of others' kindness. There's a story of Venerable Geshe that I'm very fond of. We were in the process, our tradition, in the process of organizing a temple in New York State. It's now there. It's very beautiful. And the group who were organizing the temple invited Venerable Geshe to see the land and wanted to show him the approach, the drive that people would take on the way to the temple, because it's incredibly beautiful. It goes up through this sort of winding road along the side of a mountain, and there's this beautiful valley views of, especially in autumn, the various sort of shades of colors of the different leaves. And so they stopped off at a viewing point, and they were showing Geshe-la the view, and they were saying, look how beautiful this is. And Venerable Geshe-la said, this is so beautiful. This is so beautiful. But after a while, it became clear that he wasn't talking about the view, although the view was beautiful. What he was talking about was the wall. There was a wall that ran the whole length of this road, all the way around, all these sort of twisting corners, a small wall that had been built to protect drivers who perhaps may have become distracted by the view or after a long journey, so that if they did become distracted, at worst they would hit the wall, but they wouldn't risk going over this edge. And so Geshe is looking at this wall and seeing this beautiful intention. You know, the amount of work that would have been involved in creating this wall. Extraordinary. So much kindness, so much dedication to provide that extra layer of safety for people. But that wall is something that probably most people would drive past without giving it a second thought, only if there was some sort of accident or where they had a near miss and the wall protected them, would they suddenly start to appreciate the extraordinary kindness of that wall. So at the moment, we're in a very unusual situation, and you know, we're all paying a lot of attention to the news and being a bit bombarded by information that we may be finding quite confronting, quite challenging. And in the midst of that, though, we're also being presented with these extraordinary, inspiring examples of great kindness and courage, you know, particularly, most obviously, in our frontline health workers, but also in the police and the army and the civil servants and the government and the scientific people working the laboratories for the tests and all the delivery. There's so many people whose kindness is at the forefront of our mind. And we appreciate it and we're uplifted by it and by inspired by it. But we can turn that into a meditation by just allowing ourselves to sit with it for a while, just a bit longer, linger with it. Let it leave a deeper impression on our mind. And if we make a point of doing that, almost we can deliberately do that as a counterbalance to all of the heavy news that we're hearing. Really make a point to sit with, immerse ourselves in the feelings of gratitude, appreciation, that arise in response to the kindness there is in the world. We will be developing a habit so that when this all is over and things go back to normal, whatever that is or whenever that is, we will have carried from this a really good habit that sees kindness more. Because it's there, you know, as Venerable Geshe says, wherever we look, we find only the kindness of others. It is all around us, in the clothes that we wear and the roads that we walk down and the houses that we live in and all around us, the food that we eat, everywhere around us, there is this extraordinary kindness. But it's very easy to not notice, to take everything for granted. And maybe now we can take a little bit advantage of this slightly challenging situation to make meditation on gratitude a part of our life. It doesn't have to be a very formal thing, but just take an extra moment just to sit, immerse ourselves in the gratitude, let it linger, let it leave a deeper impression in our mind. In this way, our watching the news can become a much more positive experience.